All right, hello and welcome to Dirty Mouth Dad, where I am joined today by the Dirty Mouth Kid, my son.
What's up?
There he is. And basically, so before I get into the expletives and all the dangerous stuff, kind of let you know what we're about. Reason we're doing this podcast, my son and I, is kind of we want to interested in gaining insight into current events and how those events are experienced by youth, and also discussion and actionable advice on how to be a better parent and adult. And not a fucking asshole like I kind of have been in the past in 2018. Kind of what we'll do is we plan on doing some maybe theme days like we talked about. So we might have like a funny Friday like today. We might have a serious Saturday, you know, where we kind of go into more, you know, depth issues and hit them with some more sensitivity and do some research. But today, first day of it, is funny fucking Friday, and
it's the best day to start.
It is. We can't call it funny fucking Friday, right?
We call it
funny Friday. I can't say fuck this much. Like, you know, it's like when I'm coaching you and shit, I can't say fuck. I can't fucking cuss like this all the time. We're out in the fucking world. They fucking look at me like I'm fucking stupid.
I thought it was live.
Well, it's being recorded. I could cancel it. But it is going to be live. We're letting it go. We're not editing. Fuck that shit. It takes too much time and we will be discouraged from doing it. So, here's the deal. Today, Funny Friday, and what better thing to start with than the present? So we went on a Fat Kid Odyssey yesterday.
Yes, we did.
And really kind of been on the Odyssey, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I've been a little bit of a fatty, you know, kind of McDonald's is my comfort food, you know, whatever. I said I had a kid, didn't want him to be a fatty, so I'm teaching him other ways. And, well, very fucking fortunately, you have to kind of learn it to share it, you know? So, learning that, I've learned some tricks, done some things, etc. to kind of help me and help him. So today, why don't you go ahead, Caleb, without any further ado, and tell us the Fat Kid Odyssey. You know, again, we've been eating good. We've been doing good stuff.
Yeah.
We had a little fat kid moment yesterday. Tell us about it.
So, yesterday, me and my dad went to McDonald's, and not only did we just get one cheeseburger, we go bigger than that. Yeah. We got two fucking Grand Macs.
Grand Macs. Who even knew that was a thing?
Big Grand Macs.
Oh, fat daddies.
And we got a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle.
Why? I don't know, because we want to die of fucking beanies. That's why.
Type 2 all the way.
Type 2, tattoo.
So, we got that, and yeah, we basically just went to McDonald's and picked out.
So, and again, I think now this isn't something I think it's different for most people, right? We kind of, or a lot of people, we kind of do things. We end up regretting them. You know, we like eat that whole fucking bag of chips. We feel like shit. We go to McDonald's. We feel like shit. But something you and I have been working on for the past, well, me kind of for the past couple years, you really heavily for the past couple weeks, month or so, is rituals, right?
Mm, definitely.
And again, what we're going to talk about, so again, some of the funny things, again, we kind of do is we kind of eat terrible shit, you know what I mean? And then we get, like, all fatty. We're like, oh, fuck it, it's 9 o'clock. I shouldn't be sleeping. I just
like
want to go.
Like you said, the case of the fuckits.
The case of the fuckits.
So, you like, if you eat, like, one bad thing, and then you'd be like, fuck it, why not just eat another?
Yes.
Fuck it, why not just eat another? And it just keeps getting worse, and it compounds. And the next thing you know, you ate, like we did, 2 fucking Grand Macs.
That's right. Now, as after this break, we're going to talk about how we have been lucky to avoid the fuckits and stop being fucked by the fuckits, because that's double fuckage and you don't want that. All right. So, the case of the fuckits. I think we all have been there before, right, Caleb?
Yes.
We do some stuff. Some stuff, some dumb shit. You know, I kind of eat Taco Bell and say, fuck it, I should just eat some McDonald's and get diabetes, and that's my cockapoo. I don't know if they'll be able to hear Poochie. Think they can hear Poochie back here? Fuck it, we're going to let it go anyway. We don't care, and if you don't listen, well, I do care about you for listening, so I'm not going to say fuck you. I don't care. I care about you deeply. Yeah.
He doesn't know who you are, but he cares about you.
I don't. I'd lick your earlobes if you took a shower. Okay, so as we digress, the fuckits, all right? And the little McDonald's, we've been staying away from that terrible stuff for a while. We ate that, And what was it today that kind of, again, we woke up feeling like shit, feeling like we failed. What was it we did today to make you feel better to get us to here?
Well, like we left on, like, rituals. Rituals are a big, it's an important thing.
So what do you mean by rituals? Tell me what you
Rituals are, like, daily things that you do every day that kind of make you feel good and get you going. Like, some of ours are drinking water. We wake up, we drink 20 ounces of water, you 36, me 20.
Yeah.
Cold shower, you know, working out, movement, stretching. And those are big things, and they kind of, like, no matter how shitty you feel, those are the basic things that you can hold yourself accountable to do every day that can kind of get you out of that slump and get you going.
Yeah, I mean, and like we were talking about with the stoicism stuff, it kind of, it gets you a chance to restart,
yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
So, like, again, sometimes we do some dumb shit. You know, if we meditate, you know, what? In meditation, just focusing on your breath. It's just controlling your damn attention, not foo-foo, fucking looking to meditate to find Jesus or Buddha or whatever. No diss to those people. I love them. I mean, I've never met them, but Jesus seems pretty cool. And Buddha's, like, fucking fat. And I was fat. And if he can be fat and cool, then maybe one day I can. So, like you said, kind of gives you a chance to restart. Gives you a chance to have a good day and kind of pull victory from the maws of defeat. Now, let's go over a couple of those for ours, then. You know, some stupid shit we do. So, again, we wake up. We drink water.
Yes.
Right? Tell me kind of what's from a kid's perspective. Why is that? How do you know the difference? Why is that important to you?
When I first wake up, like, I think everybody, when you first wake up, you kind of feel a bit groggy.
Yeah.
You don't really want to get up. And then, like, you get up, you drink water, and it's just an energy boost. It gets
Bam.
You, it allows you to, like, it gives you the energy to do that workout.
Yeah.
It gives you the energy to do the rest of the things you need to do.
Okay. And then talk about, so again, like, so you wake up, and then, you know, so we do that, and then we take, then we do some motion, right? And again, the key is making it simple, right? So we can't say we're going to work out 2 hours a day. We set, like, what is it? You know, we're going to do 5 push-ups, 5 sit-ups kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I think it's kind of also important, like you said, like, you know, kind of set the bar a bit low. So that way you can, you know, that way you end up doing more. Like, you know, if you set the bar, you say, hold yourself to, I'm doing 5 push-ups, 5 sit-ups, you know, 5 mindful breaths. Then it's like, you end up doing those 5 push-ups, and then you get a case of almost like the positive fuck it. So you're like, well, I already did 5 push-ups, so fuck it, I'm gonna do even a whole workout. Or I already, you know, like, I already got my shoes. Just challenge yourself, like you said. Like, I forget who it was, you told me, like, get your shoes on, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, once you get your shoes on, you're gonna be more encouraged to run.
Yeah, make it simple, right? You don't wanna feel like a failure, you know? Again, if you just set the goal is, because some days when we do those, we work out, we fucking get up, we work out for 45, 50 minutes, an hour.
Yeah.
Right, but sometimes pops waking up a little late, you wake up, we gotta go to school, we just get our damn 5 push-ups, 5 sit-ups in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's still like, if you do those things, you can still feel accomplished.
Yeah, which is cool. It's definitely cool. So again, we do our workout. What is next? I know it's your favorite fucking part of our rituals. What is next? After
cold shower.
Tell me about why. So again, I'm going to talk about this one for a little bit because I don't think you do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you still kind of are on the fence about it a little bit, yeah?
Yeah, I really don't feel cold showers.
Yeah, but again, there's something about the rituals together,
yeah,
that you feel.
Yeah, I like it, but you know.
Yeah, it's not your go-to. Well, again, so cold showers, for me, what it can do is it definitely, you know, it gives you a way, you know, again, it wakes you up, makes you feel alive, and here's the big deal. It's like facing a fear early. So I believe in this. So again, like you, the fact that you don't like it, the fact that I can't say as I love it, but I learned to control my perceptions, because look, a lot of people say cold is bad, but if I can look in the morning and just say, fuck it, I'm facing this right now before I ever go to work or school or class or do anything else, then it kind of gives me a fire. Same thing with like making your bed, you know, every day.
It prepares you.
Yeah, exactly. It conditions
you for the rest of the day.
Yeah, it conditions you. Yeah, exactly right. And then, you know, individually that's good on the day, but you start doing that for a week or a month or a year or whatever, you really get some power. And then when you fuck up like a fucking Fatty McFucking Fearson, then all you gotta do is wake up, drink your water, move around a little bit, and then take a cold shower. And then instead of the fuck it's,
you get like, you know, like it resets it.
Yeah, and you get to not be so fuck it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So again, look, we're not going to do long on this. We actually want to go eat some Korean food, don't we?
Yes.
Fuck, I love Korean food. It's better than McDonald's, too. Oh, my God.
Oh, God, it is.
Maybe we'll talk about how we massage our kale next time.
Well, that's fucking amazing.
It's not beating off. Are you beating off yet? I need to quit before I go to jail. All right, so again, thank you very much. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. This is Dirty Mouth Dad encouraging you to keep your mouth dirty but your teeth clean. Sign off.